Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And a note about the alumni, if we may.
Yes.
And listen, I am unwavering on this, and I don't care what anybody over in that building thinks. I am right, and you are wrong, and it's period. I wrote last week that the reason Pac-Man Jones was invited is because Eddie George invited him, and Eddie George I spoke to privately, and he gave me a good rationale why he invited Pac-Man Jones. We can't turn our backs on these guys. We can't ostracize them. We need to try to bring them in. He's probably looking for what's next. The Steelers would do it this way. The Bears would do it this way. We need to do it this way, give them resources, all of that. That's great, okay? That's Eddie George inviting Pac-Man Jones to his weekend of festivities, and that's the way Eddie George would handle it, and Eddie George is a big man.
And the Titans were granting all requests.
With big ideas, and they were granting his requests. And Eddie George is a bigger man than I am. We know if I was having a party, Pac-Man Jones would be the last guy on the guest list. That's fine. That does not mean that the Tennessee Titans, out of that moment, should be doing anything on social media or anything to act like he's a regular member of the alumni and should be tweeting out pictures of him with CJ or anybody else on the sideline or doing anything to emphasize his presence on their property at their stadium. I'll remind you again, while he was a member of this team, he helped facilitate somebody in Las Vegas getting shot and winding up paralyzed. He tainted this organization in a way that was irreparable. He made you all look like ass bleeps. He embarrassed the organization. He devalued the organization. He spat on people. He disrespected people. He scared people for their lives, including me and my family. Now, it doesn't have to be about me because I'm not one of you. He scared people in your organization. I know this for a fact. So the fact that years removed from this, a guy who was one of the first people suspended for a season under the personal conduct policy of the league, that he's wearing mirrored sunglasses and looking like a star on your field, and you feel compelled to tweet pictures of him out, makes you look like morons and is an embarrassment. And that you are doing that tells me you are morons and an embarrassment. There should have been an edict put out. Look, he's here because Eddie wants him here. Shoot everything around him. Do not put him on social media. Do everything you can to minimize his presence here. Keep him off the Jumbotron in every way that you can, and do not make this a thing. Instead, he's on Twitter. I don't know if he was on the scoreboard or not. This is just a dumb operation. I'm sorry. I like all of you over there, but that you can't wrap your head around the fact that no matter how much time passing, this guy stained your organization. Let me tell you this secret. If somebody came over there and put graffiti on your building, you are not putting that guy on a billboard. That's as simple as I can draw it up for you is what happened here. So why you're doing it, I just don't understand. I invite your texts to me. You all have my number. I invite your phone calls. Tell me why I'm wrong. But I'm telling you, in the biggest wattage possible, you look like morons for that. Out of a weekend where you did everything else right, except find a quarterback who knew how to get rid of the ball and not help lose you a game that you should have won. It's really stupid. And until Eddie or somebody else tells you to have the guy back again, stay the hell away.
Well, I think they will.
Well,
I think they will.
He's on their social media. Scroll back.
No,
there he is.
I know. And it's clear that people posting that work here for that era. That's just...
Well, there was one person that was here for the era that posted it.
Really?
Well, Jim tweets it. I don't. He's
got oh, well, he would definitely know about all that then.
I mean, I thought it was odd that in a guy that's told the story on this station of having to remove his family from his home for fear of Pac-Man Jones.
I'm not sure I remember that story exactly.
Oh, he's told that
he's
story.
He's told
before.
It on 3HL. All
right.
He had his family move into a hotel for a time, and he's tweeting a picture of Pac-Man Jones on the field as a paid member of the Titans. That's a boy, this world is funny and odd type of moment.
Is Pac-Man still paying restitution? Didn't he lose a civil suit?
I mean, I think he lost a civil suit. I don't know what the terms were of the civil suit. I'd like to be removed from Pac-Man.
Well, yeah, I can't add much.
Once they were done with him, I was done with him.
I can't add much to what you said. You said it beautifully. But the Titans essentially paid a guy millions of dollars to come here, embarrass them, and be a one-man crime wave in this city and other cities. And now they're celebrating him on social media at the game. And I completely agree with what you said about Eddie George. That's fine. That's his prerogative. I'm fine with the Titans doing whatever Eddie wants. That's a nice move by him to get him involved. You don't have to acknowledge it.
Nate Bain, you supervise that stuff. I know you're off listening to podcasts, but somebody will tell you about this. Explain it. Why do you want to? You weren't here for that. You were a kid for that. This guy was a one-man crime spree. Why are you celebrating him? I'd love to hear you answer that.